Welcome to Embrace It All with Angela Adams. Life is full of ups and downs, but did you know that you can really love your life and thrive despite whatever's thrown your way? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, I hope you all had a great 4th of July. Ours was really relaxing. One of our sons came up for the weekend and he brought his paddleboard with him so my husband and I could actually try it out in the pool. Now, there was no way we were going to venture to the lake this past weekend. It was much too crowded there. But we have a pool, right? So I was excited to try it, give it a go. So anyway, I got in there and I got on my knees first and it was really a lot of fun and it wasn't very hard to maneuver at all like I thought it would be. So then I braved it and got on my feet and that was a little bit wobbly at first. I had to really shift my feet and get the right footing. But once I got my balance, it was fine. Unfortunately, in a pool, you can only go so far before you have to turn around. So it wasn't quite the true paddleboard experience, but I did get a taste of it. And I'm hoping that we can actually try it out on some open water soon. I think that would be the real test. So today I wanted to share with you one of my most favorite thoughts. And the thought is this: God always has my back. Now, the reason I love this thought so much is that it reminds me that I matter, to God, and that He knows what I need when I need it. So, for instance, about a month ago, my daughter and I were in San Diego, and we were getting ready to meet our family for our family's vacation at the beach. Anyway, so we had a rental car and we needed to get this rental car back to the rental car company, but we had to fill it up with gas first. Well, where we were at, there were very, very few gas stations. And when we finally found one, it was just on the other side of this intersection. It was all the way on the right-hand side. So as we were sitting at this intersection, my GPS showed me that I was in the correct lane. I needed to be in the right lane. But as I got to that intersection and I looked around, I realized that the lane immediately to my right also went straight. It wasn't a turn-only lane. And so I started panicking a little bit and I said a really quick prayer, "Heavenly Father, help me. Help me to make it to this gas station." I didn't know how I was going to go fast enough to get over in front of the car right next to me. I just didn't see this happening. So as we were sitting there and I was feeling this feeling of, oh, what am I going to do? Just before our light turned green, there was a fire truck that pulled out into the intersection just enough to block the lane right next to me. I am not kidding you. The light turned green, the car next to me couldn't go anywhere, and I was able to drive right into the gas station. Another one of these reminders that God has my back was when my family was in San Diego. And the year before that, there were a lot of stingrays in the ocean. And if you've ever been stung by a stingray, they are excruciating. They are so painful. And last year when we were there on our last day, there were 11 or 12 people just in our vicinity that were stung. And so I was thinking about this as we were getting ready to go on our vacation this year. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want anyone to get stung by a stingray. That would just be terrible, right? So I remember having this thought and having that prayer in my heart that we would be protected from the stingrays. Well, when we got to San Diego, or when we got to Oceanside, the water was extremely cold. It was really cold. But what we noticed was that entire week, not one stingray. there was not one stingray around. And we found out that it was because the water was actually cold. And stingrays don't like cold water. So there was another evidence that God had my back, right? Last night, I received a text message from a dear friend, and she was recounting her extremely hectic and chaotic day between preparing for her father's graveside service and running back to the hospital to be with her grandbaby, who has been in the NICU for the past week. Now, she shared that as she arrived at the hospital, it became apparent that it was an extra busy day. And the parking lot was completely full. And so as she started circling the parking lot, she was saying a quick prayer that she would find a spot, a parking spot. And eventually two parking spots opened up, and one of them was right next to the elevator where she needed to be. She knew right then that God had her back. Now, a lot of people would call all three of these coincidences, right? But I don't believe in coincidences at all. I don't think there are coincidences. I believe that these are God's tender mercies. David A. Bednar describes tender mercies as very personal and individualized blessings, strength, protection, assurances, guidance, loving kindnesses, consolation, support, and spiritual gifts we receive from and because of and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So just recently, I had another friend who I thought said it perfectly. She said this: "I know that God is always in the details in my life, but when those immediate tender mercies come, they are always so special because it's usually something that I recognize as being a small thing compared to the vastness of the world's problems. But God knows it's important to me in that moment, and He takes the time and the opportunity to let me know that I'm seen and heard." Don't you just love that? Knowing that God has my back and will bless me with those tender mercies I need gives me personally that hope and that assurance, especially when I'm going through a personal challenge. Tender mercies remind me that I am never alone. And knowing just that truth alone gives me the strength to keep going. Now, this thought is particularly helpful when I'm feeling overwhelmed and stressed, because it causes me to stop, to really be still, and to ground myself in the present moment. From there, I can see a much clearer perspective. It's as if God is saying to me, "Look, I've got you. I know what you need. Don't worry. It will all work out the way it's supposed to." All right, my friends. I challenge you as you go through your week that you look for all of those tender mercies. You look for that evidence that God truly does have your back. All right, my friends, have a great week, and I will talk with you soon. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at AngelaAdamsCoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.